Don't miss The Marvels, in theaters on November 10th, and see where the Marvel stories all began when you watch Captain Marvel, WandaVision, and Ms. Marvel, only on Disney+. Plans starting at $7.99.
Previously on Love Island, the official Love Island USA podcast hosted by Matthew Hoffman. On today's show, the peacock was in full force. Those three words were spoken, and we give you cinco great reasons to watch. Hit it! Hello, Love Island Universe. Here we are. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Matthew Hoffman, and episode 12? What? 12. Can you believe that? That is crazy. The best things come in 12s, really. I mean, you have donuts, beer, roses, but enough about the tattoos on my lower back. Let's crack on with tonight's show. It definitely molded what the Islanders thought of each other. Whew, here we go. Isaiah and Sydney are still dealing with the blowback of Isaiah's comments about her natural beauty. But he's pulling more cards than a Vegas blackjack dealer to double down on his love. First, he cried about it. And nothing says you're sorry like active tears that aren't related to a Pixar movie. Good for him. And then Isaiah got the boys to help him plan a romantic meal for Sydney. And boy, was it romantic. There were more rose petals than Kylie Jenner waking up on her birthday. Oh, and he even had champagne and steak. Or as they call it in France, lunch for an 8-year-old. And then... then Isaiah hit her with a Timmy-written poem and popped the question, will you be my girlfriend? She said yes, and Sydney was crying so much you'd think this ginger was wasabi. And just like that, all the drama slowly disappeared like a frozen Leonardo DiCaprio sinking into the Atlantic Ocean. He could have totally fit on that door. And speaking of shrinking into cold water, it was time for the Islanders to sculpt the male Islanders' peacocks out of clay. There were more clay penises than the Egypt exhibit at the Met. And of course, Love Island molded the perfect curve into the episode by leaving us with a cliffhanger. Tomorrow night, America is voting for least compatible couple. So get those fingers ready because the villa is in your hands.
The first time you saw that actor, it was a period drama. And what a handsome mustache that was. Then in that spaghetti western, it was even longer. And wow, that handlebar style really got you into police dramas. Hang on, are you sure that was the same actor? Still enjoyed it. On Tubi, the things you love just keep going. Tap the banner to watch now.
This episode is brought to you by Peet's. Few things start your day better than a good coffee. That's why Pete's hand roast their coffee from a specific selection of high quality beans. And they don't just put those beans into anyone's hands. Pete's trains their roasters for 10,000 hours so they can master the roast that gives you the most. Pete's Coffee. Coffee for coffee people. Find Pete's online or at your local retailer.
And speaking of five fingers, I've got cinco fingers on each hand and Love Island USA's very own cinco as a guest. Let's give a warm welcome to previously on the man, the myth, the legend, Cinco!
Yo, I'm here. Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it. You know, this is the first time talking face to face. It's awesome.
Are you kidding me? This is like my Love Island Christmas, okay? Like, this is literally the fact that we are doing this right now makes me so happy. I don't know how you feel, but it's like, I feel like we are friends because obviously we're on social media together. We survived that season together, and exactly. I just feel close to you. I know that that's weird, but...
No, I definitely said the same thing. Like, I know this is A late meeting, but better late than never, man. So I appreciate you even having me. This is awesome.
Are you kidding me? My pleasure. How are you? Where are you?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm doing great. I'm living. Right now, I'm in Northern Virginia, like right by D.C., kind of where I grew up and where I was raised. And I'm just back here training, working on my business. And yeah, man, just trying to be the best me I can.
Yeah, for sure. And then how was your, briefly, because we're going to get into it, but how was your Love Island experience post-Villa when you came home? What was that vibe like?
Oh, man, yo, post-Love Island experience has been, overall, it's been awesome. It's been great. Right afterwards, it's kind of like a little bit just getting used to everything. You know what I'm saying? Getting used to the notoriety of people knowing you from the TV show. But honestly, just feeling the love and support of me and like who I am. And I just overall, I enjoyed it. It was the love and the support that I really appreciated outside. So it's been awesome. It's been great.
Oh, that's amazing. You deserve it all. And I'm so glad you're here. We have so much to talk about with you regarding all things Cinco that we will get to. But first, I want to take five. See what I did?
Yeah.
It's only downhill from here, I promise you. But I want to take five and get right into tonight's episode. So it is now time to spread our peacock feathers and get into it. What is your take on this season so far?
This season's actually one of a kind. First off, being on Peacock, they're getting a little raunchy. They're being able to be themselves. Everybody on the cast has been on the cast so far. They're all so different, but they mesh in their different ways, and it's been exciting. Everybody on there, I've been impressed with, too. I've been very impressed with just, like, who they are personally and how they're handling their connections and their situations. And overall, yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying seeing how their stories go on the show.
Nice. Well, on tonight's episode, we find out that there is still major fallout from the tweet heard around the villa with Sydney saying, quote, "I just don't know how to go forward. Do I end it before I even get more attached?" End quote. Is that a valid point, Cinco? Because like they had come so far. Like, what is your take? Because you certainly had your fair share of backpedaling during your season. Yeah, you know, is Isaiah handling this the right way? What would your advice be to him?
Yeah, my advice to him. Well, first off, we all know that hearing the opinions of other people could definitely get to you. And I feel like for both of them, they got to realize what they had within each other first. You know what I mean? Other people are always going to say bad things, are always going to give their opinions about what they think they see and what they think they know. And I think they need to both remember who they are and what they have within each other first. Isaiah, yeah, what he said, you know what I mean, wasn't the best. We get it. You know what I mean? Trying to compare women physically, mentally. Maybe he didn't mean it in a spiteful way, or maybe it was taken out of context. But at the same time, yeah, he just needs to honor what he said, say what he means, and say how he feels about Sydney. And honestly, if she's able to accept that and is able to genuinely see the good in him, and if he is good to him, because at the end of the day, it is her decision at the end of the day. And so for both of them, I mean, I just would say, yeah, make sure you are sure in what you guys have within each other before you let other people determine what they think about you guys. You know what I mean? Because you guys are what matters first. So
yeah. So your advice is keep the foundation strong and don't let the outside noise kind of get to you. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
That. Yeah. When she said, you know, do I end it before I even get more attached? Like, that's how I feel about cryptocurrency. You know what I'm talking about, Cinco? It's like, I'm tired of being hurt and I'm scared to move forward, but I'm in too deep.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If you get in like too deep, like you said, but like, you try to get it out right now, I mean, you'll probably lose in before, like, you lose too much that you put in. You know what I mean? So sometimes it's better to ride it out and see where it goes, honestly, because you might get your return on investment and profit even more. So you never know, man. You might have to stick it out.
All about that ROI. And I think there's a massive lesson for Sydney in that analogy.
Definitely. Definitely.
Her and Isaiah are like crypto, ride it out and just cash in when you can. That's
the perfect analogy. The perfect analogy.
Cinco, I knew we would be on the same page. This is perfect.
Hey, look, we're right here. We already had the vibe. We've been right here.
We have been right here. Now, you know, also in this episode, Isaiah then has a heart-to-heart with Sydney, right? And he says, quote, "I take ownership and I'm sorry," end quote. Were you personally waiting for that? Because I feel like America, like, collectively, like, exhaled. Like, that is what she wanted to hear this whole time. Like, were you relieved that he was man enough to kind of step up and own his faults and articulating that in a sentence?
Yeah, definitely. I think he handled it in the most utmost respectful and the most mature way he could have. I just hope that he means everything he says. You know what I mean? If don't say it, just to say it like what she wants to hear and all that. Mean everything you say. And I genuinely think he does, though. I genuinely think he does. And yeah, I think he handled it the best way he could and the best way he should have.
Yeah, I do too. I think he loves her. I think he's just navigating his own feelings for her, you know? I think he's doing the best he can with what he has, you know?
It's like, and for a lot of guys like us, it's hard to do that. It's definitely hard to navigate your emotions and not just navigate them, but be able to express them and give them into a cognate and cohesive way to that person. And so for me, I was proud because I was like, yo, like, that's something that I've worked on. And if you've seen him do that, that's super awesome. So, you know what I mean? 30 points for Isaiah right there.
Yeah, well, me and my girlfriend did the same thing. It was tough for me to navigate me going through all of that. So,
hey, look, hey, yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
But you get it. But, you know, and it's true because they during the episode, then they're both crying. And Isaiah says to her, he says, "I never had this strong of feelings for anyone," right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know. It's like it's a really teachable moment, right? And you see him kind of grow with her, you know, through this experience. And like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why we teach kids not to cry when crying can literally get you everything. It's like, what do you mean there's no guac? Oh, gosh. And then you got right. Free guac.
Exactly. Throw that little tantrum. Show a little waterworks.
Yes.
But no, yeah, that was beautiful for the both of them. Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. Mm-hmm. And Jesse and Timmy were there for Isaiah when he needed help, you know, for his date. Reminds me, like, you had such a tight group of guys on your season. Who are your go-tos at the villa in terms of your guy friends that you knew no matter what was happening in your love triangle, you know, that you could talk to someone about? Who are your go-tos?
Oh, man, like you said, my group of guys, we were just all so tight. So honestly, we would just have a group meeting and tell everybody everything, put everything out on the table, get everybody's opinion. I knew if I wanted something serious or somebody's like with good opinion, I give it to Jeremy or I give it to Josh. It's like more intellectual and logical. If I wanted something more funny to make light of something, I'm going to Javon and like, hey, I need to laugh, bro. Like, laugh something off.
Yes.
Or if I need somebody to speak to more about emotion, I'll go to Will. And like, I don't know, like our whole group of guys there were awesome. And I appreciate them for that. Just the way Jess and Timmy came in for Isaiah. That's perfect. And honestly, in times like that, and you're like not used to being emotional open and somebody that's kind of like supporting you through that, like that was awesome for them. I appreciate that for all of them. That's really dope.
Yeah. Do you keep in touch with your guys from your season?
Yeah, no, definitely. We definitely keep in touch every once in a while. We all know that we have love for each other. And yeah, man, I definitely want to get some more adventures outside of Love Island with them, especially like Josh and Jeremy and Giovanni and all that. Me and Giovanni did another show together. So it's been dope. It's been dope hanging out inside the villa and outside the villa.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, you know, while Zay and Sid are crying, Deb is taking it all in stride with wisdom that could make Maya Angelou weep. Quote, "Haters will hate, potatoes will potate," end quote.
Bars.
Of course, right? Of course.
Bars, right.
Speaking of things that go well with a burger, our Big Mac is back. Mackenzie is in the villa.
Oh, man.
What were your thoughts, Cinco, when you found out that Hurricane Mackenzie was coming into the villa? Like, what were your initial thoughts?
Honestly, I was just super shocked. I was like, no way they brought back Mackenzie. But at the same time, I was super happy for her to have the experience again. Just being able to go in there and find something for her. And yeah, I know she's going to kill it as she's been doing so far. And yeah, no, honestly, first reaction, I was shocked, but I was happy. I was like, yo, go Mackenzie.
Yeah. Do you feel like her vibe is a little different? I feel like she's more grounded. She knows what she's doing around too. And I imagine everyone would, right? Because it's like, you've lived it. So now you know right. what's going on.
Exactly.
You know?
She knows exactly what's going on. And she's just the Love Island vet right now. I feel like she is still assertive in what she wants and who she wants. And she's in there on a mission. She's like, hey, look, last time it didn't work for me, but this time, like, I'm here determined to find, like, something special.
She does know what she wants. And speaking about wanting things, Mackenzie's birthday was tonight, and I feel like it should have been a bigger deal. I would have liked a petting zoo, some bumper cars, maybe, like, a ball pit. I'm just saying.
I honestly thought the exact same thing. I was like, yo, it's Mackenzie's birthday, but, like, they didn't do anything. They didn't do anything to celebrate. Well, not from what I've seen. They might have done something actually in the villa, but
I'm like, where is the taco truck?
All of that, like anything, like balloons, streamers, like the money gun, spray something, like some
yes,
Big Macs,
yes, yes.
some Mackenzie, something like.
Yes. Do you think, Cinco, that Mackenzie is using her second shot wisely?
I think she's doing the best that she can with her shot. Obviously, she found interest in Chad, and that situation is not going the way she wants it to. But at the same time, there's still plenty of people that could come in. There's still other situations that could happen. Yeah, that's all you could ask from her. You know what I mean? She's doing what she can.
Totally. Also in this app, Isaiah made Sydney coffee, which I'm pretty sure was an actual milkshake. I mean, that looked like a milkshake, yes?
I was going to give them, if they said coffee, like a frap or something like that, maybe some type of frap. But I saw it, I was like, yo, that looks like a super sweet, delicious coffee. Like, I don't know. I might need one of those.
Yeah. Me too. And look, we all know a milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and Isaiah came around to her fence today. So this works. This checks out in my book.
Damn it. I should have made cappuccinos. I should have made fraps, something like that.
Well, okay. So that's my next question. So Isaiah brings her this coffee, right? And like, I feel like he's doing that to be like, you know, I screwed up. I'm going to make things right with your weakness, which is clearly whipped cream and coffee. Cinco, what is your love language if you screw up in a relationship? Like, what is your go-to?
Oh, man.
How many milkshakes are you bringing around your neighborhood?
So first off, I'm trying not to screw up as much as possible. I'm trying to be a good boy and stay on good graces. but it depends on the relationship. For people that I'm in a relationship with, maybe like massages, gifts here and there, like, hey, babe, I got you your favorite this, your favorite food, your favorite candy, kind of kiss up, something like that. For my parents,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm just like a big baby. Like, yo, please forgive me. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Just give them like the puppy dog eyes and all that stuff. And I don't know. It just depends on the person.
Cinco, from where I'm standing, I don't think anyone is buying your big baby shtick. I'm just throwing that out there.
My parents do. My parents still do. That's the only ones. That's the only people I can get away from.
If you need to get your mom on your side, I have two words for you, sir. Costco diamonds.
You know what? You're right. Or Target. That, yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Midnight goes down.
You're welcome. Thank you're welcome.
You. That's what I keep you around for, man. Thank you.
Also in this episode, Jeff and Nadja, right, had such a great moment. Jeff told Nadja that he's committed and sees Nadja as a great wife and mother, Cinco. And you can tell that he is really starting to see their relationship outside of the villa, which is not a bad idea as the finale is upon us.
Yo, that was a good one. I had to laugh off that one. That was a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. See, it's new to Cinco, everybody. I still got it.
You do. You definitely do.
What is your take on Jeff saying, like, I see you as wifey material. I see you as a good mom. Like, I don't think, honestly, I cannot even rack my brain as to when an Islander has ever said that so specifically on any season of Love Island. So they seem totally legit to me, totally real. But what's your take on him being vulnerable like that and saying that? Because those are some pretty heavy aspirations to put on a relationship.
Right. No. First off, I'm a big fan of Jeff throughout the whole season. He's been emotional, and I feel like he's carried himself overall in a good way. Yeah, he's actually been unique to Love Island, I feel like. I feel like there hasn't been a Jeff in Love Island, so I appreciate him as a person. For those comments, I don't think there's a better compliment that you can give a woman. Like, honestly, like, if I said that to somebody, I would feel so serious about them, like super in love with them. That's emotional, man. Like, I'm happy for him. That's how he actually feels, because it's hard to find somebody like that.
Totally. And I mean, you know it's true love if she makes the ultimate sacrifice for him, moving to Cincinnati.
I was thinking the same thing.
If they live together before marriage, they'll be putting the sin in Cincinnati. So, like, not no.
That is true. See, he needs to practice his Spanish too, though.
We have lost Cinco. Cinco is embarrassed of my Cincinnati joke.
Yeah, no, that one, I like the Najee one better, but it's okay. Jeff needs to practice on his Spanish before he can marry that girl. I will say that.
Cinco will tutor you in Spanish, Jeff, when you come out of the villa.
I got him.
Jeff and Nadja are already planning for life outside of the villa. I'm curious, like, do you think it's realistic, you know, with people living in two different locations to make it outside of the villa? Like, was it hard for you to navigate post-villa life with Cash being in two different cities? Like, was that tricky?
So, yeah, it was a little tricky, being that we weren't super far. I'm in like DC, she's in New York, so that's a easy 3-4 hour train ride, so it wasn't too bad. But the main thing about, I feel like, long distance relationships outside of the villa, just realizing that you guys are like seeing each other every day, and so going from that to a scarcity of each other, you know what I mean, only seeing each other every once in a while. Second, you have to make sure that you guys are securing your relationship at the same time, because that distance, it plays a big role.
Yeah, interesting. I think they're really into it, though, so I feel like they will give it the best shot possible, for sure.
As they should. As they definitely should.
As they should. Well, tonight's episode took a turn with the peacock challenge, shall we call it, Cinco. They were making molds of their peacocks, shall we say. I mean, if I was in a villa when that happened, I could not participate. Not enough clay in the world. What was your take on this, pardon the pun, ridiculous challenge?
That's a good one too. Look, now you're on a roll. I like that one. No, honestly, I was just geeking. I thought it was hilarious. Especially how the girls actually took it so seriously. Like, yeah, maybe it's actually this size. And you know what I'm saying? They're actually guesstimating and actually being sculptors and artists and stuff. And the guy's like, this one curves over, makes a loop. This one, you know what I mean? It's just going to be just big.
Yep. And then our waiter, Isaiah, serves love on a platter and asks Sydney to date her. So Isaiah, like, literally when I was watching this episode, I gasped because he says he loves her. Cinco, he says he loves her. And then she gasps. And then she accepts the proposal to be his girlfriend. What was your take on that?
That was awesome.
Did you see that coming?
I honestly did not see it coming. And the way it was set up and orchestrated, and he actually cooked something. I seen the steaks were looking amazing. The rose petals, the drinks.
Right?
The whipped cream and strawberries. I'm like, yo, like, A+, man. A+, my man Isaiah. And yeah, she said yes, and being Mrs. Isaiah. And so that was super dope, man. I'm happy for the both of them.
Totally. And I love how right after it happens, Sydney literally screams, quote, goodbye to the streets, end quote.
Hey, look, I felt that with my whole heart. I'm like, you know what I said? I'm happy because these... These streets are not it. It's not it.
Yeah, the streets are not it. And every fiber of my being felt that. And what I found interesting, and by interesting, I mean admirable. Like, I find it really respectful that after she finally gets what she wants, she does not say, I love you back. And she says that she's saving it. And I feel like that is, you know, obviously she may be feeling it. I don't know her, but, I don't know what she's going through. But I feel like that is a very vulnerable thing, knowing that you could potentially be hurting the feelings of the other partner, right? So you're trying to be truthful to yourself, but also, you know, kind of navigate around a tricky situation. And I really respect her for going with her heart and thinking, for whatever reason, I don't know, it just wasn't the right time for her to say that. I thought that that was really cool. Did you have a take on that?
No, definitely. I actually respect that too, because I don't know. We all know that Love Island is this intensified area. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally Love Island. And you want to make sure that the same feelings that you have with somebody, the unknown goal is just to have somebody special for you inside and outside of the island. And so I feel like her saving that is respectable, because I think that she wants to make sure that that feeling lasts forever and it lasts outside of the island too. So I'll definitely get that. And that's my take. I think that was respectable, as you said, admirable.
Yeah. And I mean, I get it, because like I only say I love you to dogs and waffles, right? So that's all I got.
Yeah, no, I always say I love you to my family and the weights.
And the weights. we are different people. We are different people, Cinco.
Hey man. You might find that love too if you come work out with me. We'll see.
Look, if I ever come to Virginia, you're gonna make me find that love. I'll put it that way. We will do one training session, see if you can whip Maddie into shape.
Let's do it. That sounds like a plan. I'm gonna hold you to it.
During your Love Island season, were you ever teetering on saying those three words?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think I've teetered a couple times. I definitely didn't say it just because I wanted to make sure that it wasn't because of the setting that I'm in or the pressure that I'm feeling from other people. I wanted to make sure if I said something that I truly meant it. And so I wasn't just gonna say anything that I didn't actually feel, or I wasn't necessarily for sure that it was true. I think I wanted to be respectful of everybody and their feelings in there. So I wasn't going to say anything that I didn't mean or push the gun on saying anything that just because of the situation.
Did you ever utter those three words to an islander?
I did. I definitely did afterwards.
You did?
I did.
Okay. And that would be to?
That would be to Miss Cache Prophet.
Nice. Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Well, that's what I call a previously on exclusive. So thank you.
Of course.
The fans will be very happy to hear that. Now, since you left the villa, the Love Island universe is dying to know what is happening with all things Cinco. So we are going to play a little game called High Five. And here is how this game works. We are going to give you five super easy questions. And you, Cinco, can only plead the fifth to one.
I got you. So what if I don't have to plead the fifth? Then what?
Then I will personally buy you a Tesla. A Tesla will come to your house. We're going to make this happen.
Hey, look, I'll see if I need it, but I don't know. That Tesla sounds nice, so we'll see.
All right, Cinco, welcome to High Five.
Let's do it.
Question number one. I spent an entire summer talking about you and Cash, and no apology necessary because I enjoyed every minute of it. Outside of the villa, you and Cash still dated. You just told me that you told her that you loved her. You unfortunately broke up. I need closure. Who broke it off?
I did. I broke it off with Cache.
You did?
I did.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. I don't mean to pry, but it is my job. So is there anything that you would like to say to all of the fans who, you know, supported you, still support you, but supported your relationship? Is there anything that you would like to say to that, or maybe shed some light onto kind of what happened there, if appropriate?
Yeah, no, definitely. First off, I just want to say thank you to everybody who supported us. Honestly, I've never felt this kind of love and support at all in a relationship. And obviously, I've never had a public relationship like this before. And so I appreciate the love and support that you guys saw within us and how we wanted to be with each other and how we really tried to make things work. And honestly, we felt it and we enjoyed it so much. So thank you guys. Honestly, sometimes things just don't work out. Not saying that it was any to fault to anybody or anything was wrong done to either of us, but honestly, God and life has other plans for us, and that's kind of what happened. And so I just felt the need necessary for both of us that things just had to go our separate ways. And, you know, I have no ill will towards her. There's always love there, and I wish her the best and everything. And yeah, now we're just doing our own thing, doing our own lives, and I'm sure that we'll both be successful in whatever we do through God's eyes. So.
Yeah, totally. And do you guys still keep in touch today or no?
Not as much. No, not as much. But I mean, I was on the show with her, the Challenge USA. And yeah, we had fun. We competed, you know what I mean? And she's still on. So if you guys want to watch that, you guys can, because on Wednesday. But yeah, no, happy for her. And yeah.
Good. Okay, good. Well, I had to ask because everyone loved you individually. Everyone loved her individually. And then together, it was like, are you guys kidding me? Like, it was absurd. I had to ask.
Course,
you could have took the fifth. You didn't. You wanted that Tesla. So here we are. Question number two. Trina was recently on the podcast, and she said that you both still have a really good relationship. You check in from time to time. Did you ever have a romantic moment with Trina outside of the villa? And don't look at me like that, because I'm just Trina trying to get the scoop, okay?
Of course, of course. No, we did not. Trina's an awesome person. She's real cool. I've been out to LA, visit, and all that stuff. But romantically, no, we both decided that that just wasn't our lane, and what we tried to explore on the show was enough for us. And I still got mad love for her, too. She's awesome. She's great. But past that, or past friends, no, it's just not going to work.
All right. Cool, cool, cool. Number three. Out of all the Islanders on Peacock's Love Island USA Season 4, who would you want to have cinco minutes with in the hideaway?
Oh, man. Dang. Should I use the fifth? No.
Oh. if you use the fifth, you cannot use it again, sir.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna use it. I feel like getting to know Serenity would be cool. Getting to know Serenity for 5 minutes would be cool. She's from Louisiana. I'm a Saints fan, I'm a New Orleans fan. So we had something in common there. And then Yeah, she's a good-looking girl. So, yeah, that was Serenity.
Whoa. I love that for you both, because even without the Saints connection, you two would be a holy couple. This
oh,
is good,
man.
Cinco.
Oh, man. Just to talk. Just to chill and talk. That's all.
Just to talk. Do you see how I'm planning your wedding already? Do you see what you've given me an inch? Yeah, okay. Cool, cool, cool. All right. Question number four. You still have not pleaded the fifth. This is amazing. You are the founder of the Tough Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Besides this game, what was your toughest Love Island experience?
The pie challenge for me. The pie challenge on my season. We came to an understanding between those people, and they know that decisions I made and all that stuff was not never to hurt, and just trying to navigate my own emotions and feelings. And so,
interesting. Well, from where I was standing, you made a beautiful cake out of all of the whipped cream and the pie that you got your way. You assembled it. You tied everything up in a lovely bow. You said what you had to say to everyone involved. And look what happened to you post Love Island. You know, you got to explore that relationship. So, you know, you took a few pies, but it all worked out for you in the end, sir.
Oh, yeah. No, it was definitely worth it. I will say that. It was definitely worth it.
All right. Number five, our fifth question. Are you ready?
Ooh, ready for that Tesla. Let's do it.
Get this Tesla. Here we go. Our fifth question. You are a hard guy to lock down on Love Island. Are you currently with anyone now?
I am currently very much single.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find that one for me, Matt. Hopefully she's around here somewhere.
Okay. Well, Serenity, if you listening again, girl.
Oh, man.
Because here's the deal, Cinco. You going to pick her up in your Tesla.
Hey.
You answered all of the questions.
Love it. I love it. Hey, look, I was expecting this soon. But I had to get the win, man. I couldn't use the fifth like that. That's too easy.
Too easy. Oh, well, good for you. Well, Cinco, believe it or not, Love Island fans are still tweeting about you. When they knew you were coming on the show, you made a bigger impression on Love Island than Shaquille O'Neal's footprints on A Long Walk on the Beach, okay? So we are going to enter a fun little segment we like to call I Got a Tweet! All right, well, this tweet is great. And it comes in from Jackie, J@J_Lopez320. She wrote on August 19th, in the event that you all do want to bring someone back next season, please bring back Cinco at Love Island USA. So there you go. That was your tweet.
Man.
What are your thoughts? Because Mackenzie has done it. It's working out for her. Would you return? What if Love Island was like in the South Pole? Would you go there then? Like, I mean, like, where would you do it?
Oh, man. I always want to keep an open mind to things. I wouldn't say no. I wouldn't necessarily say yes either. I think it just depends on the situation. But Yeah, I'm gonna leave it at a cliffhanger like that. I'm not gonna say no, but I'm not gonna say yes either. So we'll see.
All right, good. I would love to see you back. I think you navigated your season so great. You were so fun to watch, and you were just like your authentic self, beginning to end. All right, well, that was I Got a Tweet. And Cinco, you may know that it is my intention to end each episode with an inspirational quote to inspire our Love Island family. And there is no one more enlightened to inspire the masses than Timmy.
Okay. All right. I got faith in my man. What inspiring quote does he have for us? Let's see.
Exactly. So it is time to end the show with an inspirational quote from Timmy, a Timmyism, if you will. And you will.
All right, Timmy. We need some inspiration.
If we can have just a meditative chant to start. Okay. Today's inspirational Timmyism is, quote, I'll grow with my dough up, okay? I need the dough from the floor up. Don't look down, go up, end quote. For those of you listening, Cinco had his entire head in the palm of his hand. From a padded, windowless booth, Matthew Hoffman here reminding you that life isn't all about money or too much dough, which I'm certain is Timmy's speak for running a failing bakery that fills your soul and not your wallet. But no matter where life leads you, north, south, east, or west, always cut the crust out of your life that doesn't serve you. No pain, no grain. And that is our Timmy.
Yo, I was trying to hold this in for the long. You know what? I missed you, man.
Oh, I missed you, Cinco. I missed you for sure. That is our Timmyism of the day. Cinco, before we go, you are the best. Is there anything you want to say to the Love Island family? Any words that you didn't mention this episode that you want to get off your chest? Where can we find you? How do we keep in touch with you?
So first off, I just want to say thank you, everybody. Love you guys. Love the Love Island family. I appreciate you guys for having me. And I'm looking forward to sticking around with you guys and hanging around with you guys for a while. And so other than that, you guys can find me on Instagram, on TikTok, and on Twitch, the_tough_Cinco. And yeah, man, just make sure everybody you live life of love. You take every day, you cherish every day, because life is too short not to. And live life with no regrets. And yeah, man, let's be the best people we can be. And thank you guys again for having me. I appreciate that, man. This is awesome talking to you.
Oh, it's so awesome to talk with you. I think you're the best. You know that. But I love you so much. I hope you are doing so well. Thank you to our Love Island listeners. And we will be back tomorrow. Everyone listening, tag me on socials with your thoughts on all things Love Island. And I will read them on tomorrow's show at MatthewHoffman1 on Twitter and at MatthewHoffman.tv on Instagram. We have recorded today's episode from Hennessy Studios in Los Angeles. Maddie and Cinco out. And as always, stream new episodes Tuesday through Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, only on Peacock. Oh, and Cinco, before I forget.
What's up? I'm scared.
Have a great night. Tonight!
Appreciate it, man.
Previously On is the official Love Island podcast of Love Island USA. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Previously On is hosted by Matthew Hoffman. Previously On is recorded at Hennessy Studios with a very special thank you to our podfather, Jason Hennessy. Produced by Benji Aflalo, sound engineered and produced by Josh Fisher, and co-produced by Christy Kelly.